When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show will be here live at 6. And then the Players Lounge with IQ and Elliot Shore Parks at 7 with their guest this week, Cooper DeGene. Every Monday at 4, we are joined by the great Donovan McNabb, brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how are we feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you guys doing?
Man.
Outstanding.
Come on. 8 in a row, Donovan.
Outstanding.
A little bit at a time, fellas. A little bit at a time. It's going well. I love what I'm seeing on both sides of the ball. I think we confused Lamar a little bit, with our coverage and our blitz scheme. And then offensively, started out a little bit shaky early on, but, our running game started to open up a little bit more. Jalen did a good job of being efficient. And just some creating some big plays with he and AJ.
How's that for an offense, right? And then you particularly at the quarterback position, you get a game where you're not getting off to the start you want to offensively, but seeing your defense out there sort of playing the way that they're playing and keeping you in the game, giving you time to sort of get your rhythm on offense. I'm wondering, how's that from a quarterback perspective, and how do you keep, I guess, the rest of the players on offense sort of locked in and I guess committed to what the game plan is?
I think it's more of a self-evaluation. As you're sitting and you're watching your defense giving you great opportunities to get things back rolling, I think individual players kind of look at themselves and say, hey, you know what, it's time. We have to do our job. And that's what I've seen. I've seen from an offensive coordinator standpoint calling plays that, with the play action and getting a slant called to A.J. Brown. A.J. picks up about 12. Then we come back with more pass and hitting Dallas Goedert, across the middle. Then we hit Dallas in the flat. We hit Saquon. Saquon picks up about 4 or 5 yards on the carry. Now you feel like your rhythm is going. And as your rhythm going, I think more of the result of it all is when you can come out with points. And so now you get back on the sideline after scoring and see your defense still playing at that elite level. You feel like now is your time to take the game over. And what I've seen from an offensive standpoint was balance. I also seen great flow and chemistry and timely calls. And I think that's something that a lot of people have not talked about when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles, because we get enamored about the statistics of Saquon Barkley, the exciting plays. Let's not forget about how Jalen has played. And I know a lot of people want to see 300-yard passing. They want to see all of this, all that. Jalen has been efficient. Efficient enough where we might need to put him in the MVP voting as well. Mm. And so I think when it comes down to it, yes, that was kind of a game where it was highlighted by the running backs, but the two quarterbacks were the two main characters in this game. And Jalen was the one that was able to prevail by being efficient and moving the ball downfield and collecting first downs more than what we've seen from Lamar Jackson.
Donovan, so going against from on an offensive question, they go up against a team like Baltimore, who statistically this year has been very bad against the pass and good against the rush. From a strategy perspective, how much do you look at what the other team is bad at and say, let's attack that, as opposed to here is what we are good at, let's try to do it no matter what their strength is?
Oh, that's 100% of the scouting report. We are definitely looking at that, and we're looking at who we're going after. And there were a few guys that you can definitely go after in the passing game, and they did that. And so, big shout out to those guys that they have, but sometimes you got to be circled, player. We got to get you. And that's exactly what happened. They went after those corners, made those safeties cover, which that's something that they're not very good at. And then we were able to open up the run game once we showed the passing game was there.
All right, Fab, we're starting to look at this team, right? And we're starting to have great
aspirations.
Yeah, man, great aspirations.
Getting ahead of ourselves.
And expectations.
Yes, sir.
From your perspective, where would you like to see us sort of improve in areas you think we need to get better at so we can, once we get to that postseason, make that long postseason run?
For me, it's more about first and second down. First and second down, I would like to see us establish where we're getting in the third and medium a lot, where we're starting to question if we're going to do the tush push or not. Mm-hmm. And I think for our offense, it's not predicated off of creating those big explosive plays where we're getting shots downfield. It's about methodically moving the ball downfield, in which we hopefully get ourselves in a fourth and one, fourth and two, where it'd be great decisions. But a lot of times we've been starting with second and 10, second and 8, third and 6, third and 7, instead of that third and 3, third and 4, third and 2, where, yes, we can do a lot of different things. So it's more about first and second down. I would like to see us be a little bit more explosive and be more methodical on first and second down. Mm.
Donovan, this defense, you know, we came into the year thinking, hey, maybe we can have a mid-pack defense, and there's an argument to be made they've been the best defense in the NFL. Without a particularly dominant defensive line outside of Jalen Carter, what have you seen from them as they've evolved that has made them as effective as they are?
Well, I see them playing well together. And the big question for me was Big Jordan. I needed to see more push from him where we can get Jakobi Dean and these linebackers starting to free float. And it takes me back to when I can tell you, most linebackers, interior linebackers, they need those big guys being able to take up double teams so they can free float.
Yep.
And not have to throw off offensive guards or offensive centers. Like, and that's what I needed to see out of Davis. Like, I don't need to see him getting, 10 or 15 sacks a season. I need to see him get some tackle for losses where now all of a sudden your middle linebacker and your outside linebacker, depending on blitz or whatever, are your leading tackler.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we can talk about Jalen Carter because Jalen is more, he's more of a Warren Sapp. He's more of a, more of a Richard Seymour kind of defensive tackle where, yes, he can get upfield and he can cause havoc in a passing game. But when you think of Big Jordan, I need him to be more of a, Baltimore and Buffalo had one. I can't think of his name offhand, but more of a, like a Tony Siragusa.
Yeah, Siragusa, Sam Adams, big guys like that.
Yeah, Sam Adams. Mm-hmm. I need him to be more of that. So, yeah, he's clogging up the A and B gap, which forces the running game to bounce outside to the C, which we've got two or three extra defenders outside.
Well, I tell you, Zach Bond, the linebacker, he has been outstanding this year. It's between he and Jalen Carter, who they would be the defensive MVP for me. What do you think about his play And more importantly, you know, we're starting to think he's on a one-year deal. Will the Eagles re-sign him? So would you bring him back? And what do you think about his play this year?
Yes, I would bring him back. Now, as far as the money is concerned, I don't dip in anybody's pocket. But I don't know if I could put him in there in a high price outside linebacker standpoint.
Right.
I would do whatever I can to get him back. If it's a two-year deal, maybe a three-year deal with an option, whatever it may be. But you definitely need him back in the way he's been playing. He fits well in this defense. And we got to remember, he was an outside linebacker, like a 3-4 outside linebacker, I believe, pass rusher, before Fangio moved him to the inside. Like,
yep.
It's one in which that's just having a keen eye to talent and where he can fit into your scheme. So, you know, there are a lot of questions about our outside defensive ends and linebackers, because we're not really getting to what we've seen, obviously, with over the last couple of years of our guy that we let go to the Jets.
Hassan Reddick, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but I would like to see a little bit more come from Smith and those particular guys. But I got to say, as far as the front seven is concerned, it's been well enough where back on the back end, they can do what they've been doing and do it at that level. And now all of a sudden, you have quarterbacks holding the ball a little bit longer than they need to.
Donovan McNabb with us. He joins us every Monday at 4. Donovan, right now, after playing 12 games, are the Eagles the best team in the NFL?
It could be a little biased and a little bit of here and there. I would say yes. That right now, by the way that we've been playing over the last 6 weeks, I know it's been a great win streak, but I would say more of the last 5 and 6 weeks. I would say definitely we are definitely, if not 1A, then definitely 1B. But you can't forget about the way Buffalo has been playing, just what they've done on the offensive end. And then really defense has been okay. Our defense has been better. But more or less of the difference that we've seen from Josh Allen.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And Cook running the football.
All right, Donovan. Well, things are good here, man. We're happy. So,
yeah, we got nothing to complain about. It's been 2 months since we did any complaining around here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how that long that's going to last, but I'll go with it.
All right, Donovan. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
You,
appreciate it. Enjoy the holidays, man.
There he is. Oh, I lost him. Well, sorry, Donovan.
Cut 5 off?
Well, I thought he was saying all right, goodbye. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How was your Thanksgiving?
Glad it's over.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm just being honest. Everybody is, right?
I like Thanksgiving.
I've been eating for 5 days.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't eat much on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not for me. What do you have, a little sweet potato casserole?
It's not for me. Yeah, they're a little sweet potato.
Some green beans?
Yeah, had some green beans.
I was over Thanksgiving by Saturday, Ken.
Yeah.
Well, I eat every day, so, you know. I mean, yeah. It's just Thursday, I guess. Listen, it was, Spike, I was thinking of you yesterday while I was sitting comfortably with my feet up on the couch living rent-free in your brain.
You don't live rent-free in my brain.
Well, hold on.
Don't give yourself too much credit.
I like it. Hold on. Keep going, Ken. Yeah. Keep cooking.
I would be willing to acknowledge that I was wrong about Alec Bohm as the cleanup hitter for the Phillies. If you will acknowledge that you saying 5-6 weeks ago that you can't say whether or not Nick Sirianni is a better head coach than Brian Daboll was too preposterous for these airwaves, and you should really just you should stew in that.
Okay, Ken. Two things. First of all, if you consider yourself a man of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Principle?
Character. Integrity? Character and principle. Whether you say you were wrong about something should not depend on whether I say I was wrong about something. The Alec Bohm thing, your Alec Bohm take was actually embarrassing, and I feel bad for you that you made it on the radio and fought so hard and avoided our show for 2 months as the guy cried his way to the end of his Phillies tenure. That's the first thing. The second thing is that what I said was not preposterous, and I have been very pro-Sirianni on these airwaves for the last 6 weeks since the Giants game. I actually feel like I have been...
After that argument.
That argument. But what
after
I would
that
say...
that preposterous take.
No, stop. It wasn't a take. It was just a response to something that you said. It wasn't a take. I didn't come out and say, you know what? You know what I think about Brian Daboll? I think Brian Daboll is a... probably a very good head coach that was in a horrible situation, and I do not think any head coach would have done a good job with the New York Giants over the time that Daboll was there. So I have no idea if Brian Daboll is a better head coach than Nick Sirianni, but I do know that Nick Sirianni has done a great job with the Eagles. As I said last week, I think he deserves an extension. I think he is generally underappreciated, but I haven't been underappreciating him. I've been very appreciative of Sirianni. So I don't think what I said was preposterous. Not nearly as preposterous as what you said about Alec Bohm.
Alec Bohm did drive in 97 runs as the cleanup hitter, and he missed like, you know, four
RBIs. Beats. RBIs whereas, is a stat for idiots, Ken.
Whereas Nick Sirianni is the winningest active head coach in the NFL.
So, all right, Ken, were you wrong about Alec Bohm? Ken, were you wrong about Alec Bohm?
I was wrong about Alec Bohm as the cleanup hitter.
Okay, well, that's what the debate was about. So all right, now that we're clear on that, we can move forward.
Now, the one thing I do want to say about Nick, because, you know, there's still people out there that you know, kind of suggest that he doesn't really do anything and he's you know, really just a cheerleader and all that stuff. The impact that he has on this team, and especially on the offense, you cannot be a wide receiver on this football team if you are unwilling to block. And that is directly Nick Sirianni. He played the position in college, and I think still at his his core, he's got that wide receiver mentality. And specifically, I love the fact that on the Saquon touchdown run yesterday, Nick Sirianni specifically calls out Paris Campbell, who did not catch a pass. The entire game, I think he was targeted once. Didn't catch a pass. But he specifically calls out Paris Campbell for running off his guy on the backside of that play so that there's no corner help on the backside of that play to potentially run down Saquon. That's the kind of stuff that I think when you talk about how a guy builds a culture and builds a belief in doing things a certain way, it's stuff like that that stands out to me. So, listen, this guy is an outstanding head coach, and if he doesn't get Coach of the Year votes this year, then there's something wrong with how this is done. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. This guy is a special head coach. He continues to prove it, and I know you don't understand why I think he's special, but he continues to prove it week in and week out. And they just continue to check boxes. So yesterday the box was that Lamar Jackson had only lost to one NFC team in his entire career as a starting quarterback.
Which is crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, now he's lost it too. The Eagles had never won in Baltimore. Well, now they have. The Eagles had never won in Cincinnati. Well, now they have. The Eagles had never won in New Orleans. Well, now they have. All of these boxes that this guy continues to check. And I'm so enjoying sitting back, like I said last week, and listening to the people coming out of the woodwork who all of a sudden never had any questions about Nick Sirianni.
I'm with you, Ken. Hold on, let's try it one more time. Spike, yeah, one more chance.
No, I've been very positive on Sirianni.
Now, is he a better coach than Brian Daboll?
Have no idea.
Oh, my God. You got to love him, Ken. He's stuck on that hill. He's not coming off of that hill.
Bill Belichick's first run in Cleveland was not successful. There are plenty of head coaches who don't have a good first run wherever they are and end up as successful head coaches. I think it is fair to say that if Brian Daboll was the head coach here mm-hmm. with the roster.
But how do we know the players would respond to Brian Daboll? That's what I'm saying. It's more than just the X's and O's. Brian Daboll may be a great play designer, but he may not be a great leader of men.
He may not be.
That's what I'm saying. Well, he can't galvanize a locker room and get a group of men to play to their potential. He may not be good at that.
Might not be, but he also might be. I have no idea. I just know that the situation in New York is a disaster.
He had his own players publicly question why the best quarterback on the team wasn't playing. Never heard any stuff like that coming out of the Eagles locker room as long as Nick Sirianni's been head coach. I mean, you know, Spike, there's a difference between principle and obstinance. And at this point, you're just on obstinance with Brian Daboll that you just don't want to acknowledge. Yeah, it's
no.
Really
you're.
Kinda,
you know what it is. You are so obsessed with me that you sit at home and you don't even listen to what I say. I've been giving Sirianni more credit than most people have.
Say he's better than Brian Daboll.
I have no idea if he's better. Than
yeah,
Brian
you
Daboll.
Do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Everybody in here knows Nick Sirianni is a better coach than Brian Daboll.
Okay.
Like, wow,
and wait a minute.
Everybody knows
everybody
that.
In here wanted him fired 6 weeks ago.
That is true also.
Okay.
Where's the clapping now?
No, but what I'm saying is, even with that, we've given you 6 weeks to come to your realization and admit that you were wrong about the Brian Daboll
thing. Spike.
No, I don't think I'm wrong about that.
Oh,
that's
you are wrong about it.
Well, I don't think
I am. Admitting that you're wrong.
I don't believe that I'm wrong about
you're
I don't,
the only one who doesn't believe
Well, that's not true. I don't think that's true. I think if you ask 32 NFL general managers which head coach they'd rather have, I think Brian Daboll would get more votes.
Why?
I just think I think he would.
With no real reason?
Well, he was obviously hired to be a head coach in the first place.
Because he had Josh Allen. He had a good run with Josh Allen. He had a good year with Josh Allen.
He also had a good year with Daniel Jones, too, which is pretty – I mean, they won
for Daniel Jones, sure.
Yeah, that's a pretty impressive thing to win a road playoff game with Daniel Jones as your quarterback.
Hey, okay. I'm just going to say one thing, and then I'll let you go. Spike, your career is going to be defined by –
All right. I don't need this moron telling me how my career is going to be defined.
Brian Daboll.
Yeah. I was curious where that one's going.
Now, the one point he made, I think it'll be interesting, assuming they lose a game at some point. I think he was right in that, and we've talked about the ego management with the wide receivers not getting the ball. Mm-hmm. It is a lot easier to manage that when you win game after game after game. So now, look, that's an easy way to make it not an issue. I think a true test of
that. But you had
to
get players to buy into it.
Yes, 100%. And I've given him credit for that, and I think he deserves credit for that. I think a true test of that will be if they do lose a game where they don't produce offensively, how the wide receivers are reacting to not getting the ball in that case.
You know, they'll be mad at the quarterback.
You think so?
Yeah, they're not going to be mad. It's one thing I've learned with these receivers. They behind Nick.
Yeah,
I mean, like.
Yeah, right.
And the one thing I give Nick a lot of credit for is that he has faced adversity, and he's overcome it. He overcame it in 2021. They didn't overcome it last year, but they overcame what happened at the end of the last year. They were better for it coming into this season. Whatever was happening in the first month of the season, they were able to overcome it. So there's something to his ability to be able to communicate with these guys and get them to buy in that I think sometimes it's more important than the X's and O's. Like
I agree with that.
Kellen Moore may be a great play caller. Would you rather have Kellen Moore as your head coach or Nick Sirianni?
Oh, Nick. I'd rather have Nick.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's easier to find a coordinator can design plays than it is to find a head coach to manage egos. I agree 100%. And then the final thing with Ken about my career is that I could retire right now. Right now I could retire, and my resume would look 1,000 times more impressive than yours, Ken. So my career has been defined. Wow. I mean, it's true.
Let me say this.
He just calls my show.
As a fellow, our show. That's not.
I did that for you. Stop it.
As a fellow Bomber, he was the best cleanup hitter for the team.
Well, I don't even agree with that.
Well, the evidence says he was.
Well, unless you would put Schwarber there or Harper there.
Well, Bryce is not a cleanup hitter.
Well, he's more of a cleanup hitter than 12 home run Bohm is.
Every cleanup hitter doesn't have to hit home runs. You're supposed to drive in runs.
Well, sort of. You got to hit home runs, too.
215.
Hey, everything else about baseball is new age, right? I got a 230-pound leadoff guy who strikes out. What I'm saying is that everything else about baseball isn't old school, but the leadoff hitter has to be your power hitter.
No, I don't agree with that either. I think they should move off of that, too. I think it would be smart for them to move off of that, too. It worked this year, and he sold me on it, but I think they should move off of that, too.
Well, you realize Bohm is only there because the other guy doesn't want to be there.
Oh, sure.
Schwarber doesn't want to be the cleanup guy.
Well, he should grow up. Everybody, Trey Turner should grow up and play left field. Bryce Harper should grow up and play right field. Everyone should grow up.
What you got over there, Mr. Baseball? Yeah.
Would like to get it back to the Eagles.
Okay. Do you think your cleanup hitter should hit home runs?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, then why don't you clamor for Schwarber to be the cleanup hitter?
Because I like the leadoff pit.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got the power hitter in the leadoff spot.
Well, because
he thinks the cleanup hitter should hit more home runs, but he won't argue that Schwarber should be the cleanup hitter.
Because I want them to sign another guy. And I don't want two lefties batting back to back.
Everybody just wants what they want.
Right.
Schwarber just wants to be a leadoff guy.
Well,
Bryce just wants to play first base. Like, everybody just wants what they want.
Poor Jack.
They beat the Ravens yesterday, by the way.
All right. Oh, wow. You bringing him back?
I'm
trying to.
All right. So Nick Sirianni said some stuff about Jalen Hurts yesterday.
There we go.
Being involved in the MVP conversation. And Jalen reacted, and we will play that for everybody.
And Donovan
next.
Did, too.
And Donovan, too. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards for the holidays. Perfect gift. Everyone always loves a Chickies and Pete's gift card. You can buy it in person or online at chickiesandpete's.com. 215-592.
Can turn the show upside down.
94-94. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.